Where Were You? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine for traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Back in time.
Where Were You? December 8th, 1980. In the news, tragedy in New York City. John Lennon has been murdered. Millions of Americans heard the news first today from Frank Gifford and Howard Cosell on ABC's Monday Night Football.
Timeout is called. 3 seconds remaining. John Smith is on the line. And I don't care what's on the line, Howard. You have got to say what we know in the booth.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game. No matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival.
New York Chief Detective James Sullivan.
Mr. Lennon was struck several times. We're not positive at this time as to how many times he was struck. He went up the stairs. There are 5 steps that lead up into the watchman's area of the Dakota. He went through that area into an office inside where he collapsed to the floor.
Former bandmate Paul McCartney has yet to comment. Same for George Harrison. Ringo Starr has cut his vacation short, and he's headed back to the U.S. Former Beatles producer George Martin.
I feel frightfully sorry for Yoko and Sean and all the people who loved him so much. But I also feel very angry that it's such a senseless thing to happen, that one of the great people that have happened this century have been just wiped out by a madness. I'm very angry about it.
Lennon's last interview was with British DJ Andy Peebles. He talked about his latest album, Double Fantasy, and family life with Yoko.
We're pretty damn steady, I'd say that. We're in good condition. Thank you very much. It's great to talk to you. And it's not kindness. We want to sell the record, and we want to talk to the English, too.
Guys, I met Paul and said, do you want to join my band? You know? And then George joined. And then Ringo joined. We were just a band who made it very, very big.
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1980.
TakeMyVoice.com.